Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for this opportunity for your heart. Lord, I just pray that you just fill me with only those things that you have to say in your name. Amen. So I love to talk through experience, and man, the Lord's been giving me a lot of it lately, you know. And one of the things that I found myself really talking to the Lord about was, Lord, I don't want to just hear the message of the way. And I love that. Like, this is the way of life. But I don't want to sit in the pew and just hear it. I want it to be my experience. And so for a while now, I've been crying out to the Lord, which is awesome and scary at the same time, right? Because he's going to give you lots of opportunity to practice the way. But I want to be in his way. I've been in my own way too long, you know? And so I've really just been praying and going, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And that is in every moment of every day. So how do I not sit there and hear it and say it, but live it every day without it being so difficult? Does that kind of make sense? You know, and so it's just been in the back of my mind, the cry of my heart. And this past week, we went on vacation and to my favorite place. I love going to the beach. My kids love the beach. It's our happy place. Like, we were happy, but I found myself like having my mom pull a muscle in her back. And so I was unloading the car by myself. We get in the condo that we thought was going to be just perfect, and one of the bedrooms doesn't work out. So now, like, the kids and I are all in this one room where I had it in my mind we weren't going to be in this one room. And so I find myself just doing life, but I was getting kind of frustrated. And I found myself several times taking it out on the kids and justifying it because they weren't acting right. And they weren't acting right, but neither was mama, you know? And I didn't realize what was going on. It wasn't anything major, but I would find myself going, man, I wish I wouldn't have yelled, or gosh, I wish I wouldn't have fussed about that, or why is this a big deal? And so we're sitting on the beach, and the kids are doing great, and we're having fun. And I'd been watching this other family all week, and they had a teenager and another little boy. And the teenage girl she looked to be about 13. She had tried to get her dad to play with her the whole time. And, you know, those days are fleeting with the 13-year-old teenage girl. So she finally got her dad out in the ocean, and we're doing our thing, and I'm watching them. And I'm not thinking about anything other than, thank you, Jesus, we're at the beach. That's all I'm really thinking about. And I'm watching this dad play with his daughter, and they're jumping waves, and goes on for a few minutes, having a great time. And all of a sudden, this rogue wave hits his dad, and he loses his sunglasses, and they're gone. I could see him trying to find them. He can't find them, and man, I just watched it come all over him. He shut down. He sold up. I know he was upset. He lost his sunglasses, but then he sat on the beach the whole rest of the day. The little girl played a little bit by herself as she sat up there. She tried several times to go find these sunglasses, and the Lord just started speaking this familiar verse to me, really just I watched that whole scenario to go down for the Lord just to remind me. And I've taught this verse a million times. I mean, probably not that many, but a lot over the years. In Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, and it says, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyard while our vineyards are in blossom. And the Lord just started reminding me that it's so important to come in union with Jesus to catch the little foxes. That was a little fox losing his sunglasses. He'll look back on that and he'll be like, oh man, remember that time I lost my sunglasses? Maybe they were expensive and I replaced them. But what the enemy did was use that rogue wave in that second of losing his sunglasses to lose the whole day of enjoyment with his daughter. And I know, and you know, as being parents, that's a moment he'll look back on with great regret. That's a little bitty fox, a little wave, and losing his sunglasses for the enemy to create havoc on the day. And I watched it. It shut down the day. Those things were happening to us throughout the day before, and I just didn't realize it. Like, the boys were so excited to play in the sand. We get out there the first day, it's a double red flag, but this water had washed up where we could play there. Y'all, the wind was blowing 30 miles an hour. The sand was hitting us like shards of glass. For James's sake, we endured for an hour before the rest of us couldn't take it anymore, you know, and I started to get frustrated and stuff, and I went, no, Lord, you've got a plan. Man, did he have a plan. We enjoyed the rest of the day. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it, you know, it turned out looking like it. But the Lord just reminded me that foxes, they come into gardens that are in full bloom. Like right now, people are picking things out of their gardens, and that's when you have to be most protective, because they don't necessarily want to come when the first seed is planted, right? They want to come at the harvest time. And that's what the Lord's saying here. We got to catch the foxes, and we don't really have to. We just have to be open and allow Him to, right? To quicken our spirit to go, no, you're the way, you're the truth, you're the life. I'm not going to let this little fox come in and ruin my vineyard, ruin my time, ruin my experience, to knock me off the path of the way, right? The path that is Jesus's path, and knock me into... It's like that rogue wave just knocked him off, because the enemy comes when our vineyards are in blossom, you know, when we kind of let our guard down a little bit. And that dad had let his guard down. He was having a great time. The daughter was having a great time. And the word catch, I re-looked it up today, because catch the foxes for us. He doesn't say we have to catch the foxes. Catch the foxes for us. And the word catch means to intercept, to hold, or to capture. He's there. He's just let go and come in union with me. Come walk this way. Change our vision to we've been hearing this, that we no longer have an excuse to complain, to murmur, to be disobedient. There is no reason. There's nothing in Scripture that says this is a reason to justify that attitude. And when we go, no, I'm not giving in to anger. I'm not giving in to resentment. A wave knocked me over and I lost my $500 sunglasses. You know what? The Lord will provide. That's when we come in union and he catches that fox. That little dart of the enemy that he throws out to us, the Lord says he'll intercept, he'll hold, and he'll capture. And all we have to do is simply come into union to what he's called us to. And I was just reading through Ephesians about the armor of God. And I'm going to kind of skip around, but the Lord just highlighted, you stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Well, the full in the Bible, it is no place in our life to give in to justification for sin in any area, in no reality or anybody else's excuse. It is easy for me to use other people as an excuse to justify my behavior. But man, that is not to be. He's saying when we put on the full armor of God, when we step into the truth that there is no place in my thought life for sin to penetrate, I stand firm against the schemes of the devil. When I take up the full armor, we're able to resist in the evil day, having done everything to stand firm. When we take up the shield of faith with which extinguish all the flaming arrows to the youth. About the battle with the enemy is right here. It's between us. Stand the battle. How do we go? How do we let him catch the foxes for us? We stand firm in the truth. And if it's not in here, it's not truth. And it's really become that simple for me. And so I was believing truth, myself reasons to get frustrated with the children, and especially Jordan, he's 3, it's very easy to get frustrated with him because he just cries when he doesn't get his way, and he's loud, and he doesn't, you know, you tell him to do something, he does the opposite, and we're learning what obedience is, and for me, that's very frustrating. And I was letting his behavior give me justification to act in a way that he called me to. And the Lord just, I hope this is all making sense, the Lord just kind of put it all back in perspective for me. Go and Roxanne, you're called to just every moment of every day to walk the way. And when you're walking the way, you come in union with me and I catch the foxes for us. Not just for us, for our relationship, for our everyday step-by-step union with Jesus. Because it's got to be simple, right? Jesus is not, I was talking to someone yesterday on the phone, he was never overcomplicated. He always made things so easy. we're the ones who tried to overcomplicate stuff. Like people tell me all the time, well, how do you teach the youth? Well, I just really try to say what Jesus said, right? I don't have to water it down for them. We just tend to make things so deep that it just goes over our head. We overcomplicate ourselves. And so I've been saying that, Lord, uncomplicate things for me. Make it so simple. And it's so, and he really has, I mean, so simple, like rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. So when you lose your sunglasses in the ocean, man, what is our response? Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Give thanks in every situation. There's a lot of times my initial reaction is not to give thanks. But you know what? The truth is who I'm called to be, the way for him to catch the little foxes for us is to give thanks in every situation, to rejoice, to pray in everything. It never says get frustrated, get upset, get angry, and it's going to work its way out. So when I find myself doing that, because we're not perfect, right? When we find ourselves off of the path of the way, we just have to go, oh man, like refocus our eyes. The reason this seems so hard is because I've lost perspective and I've forgotten truth. What is truth? And man, and let me tell you, and the Lord really hammered me with this in a good way, going, Roxanne, y'all have had fun, but these moments of where it's been very difficult is because your eyes aren't on truth, that you're not walking in the way. And so I kind of shifted back. And let me tell you, my children didn't change. They're still learning too, right? But the atmosphere of the rest of our vacation was probably the most fun we've ever had. And it wasn't because they did anything different. It wasn't because anybody around us did anything different. It's because the Lord reminded me of the truth of what he is saying, who he's called me to be. And when you shift your eyes back on, oh yeah, that's the truth. Give thanks in everything. We don't really need anything else, right? There's no reason not to give thanks. In every, the wind was blowing 30 miles an hour. And I, for a moment, and y'all, I'm telling you, that sand was hitting us like shards of glass. Dennis, bless his heart, had his boogie board up, was hiding behind it. Jordan was wrapped in a towel like a mummy. James was enduring. He was having a great time. But nobody else was having a great time. We were the only people on the beach. And I started to get a little frustrated because I didn't want to let him down. And then I went, no. Give thanks. In everything, give thanks. I said, Lord, I just thank you for this day. I'd planned on spending a day on the beach without spending any money. Lord, thank you for this day. And the Lord, I heard the Lord say, go to the movies. And I thought, well, that wasn't my plan. I'm just telling y'all. It was not in the budget. It wasn't my plan. I thought, all right, we're going to the movies. We had the best time. I took them by myself, which I never do. We went to the movies. We rode a Ferris wheel. And we got frozen yogurt. They found cool things laying around. It was the highlight, one of the highlights of the trip, simply because the Lord just, he reminded me before the enemy could hit me with the dart of, you know, it didn't happen the way. It's not your plan. Everything's messed up. They're not going to be happy. What are you going to do? You have to spend money you weren't planning on spending. The Lord said, no, give thanks. I came in union with the way, and therefore the little fox was caught and it didn't ruin the vineyard that was already in blossom. And man, the way was so much fun. And it didn't, we still had little things to deal with. It didn't change them. But just me shifting my perspective changed the whole atmosphere of my family. It changed the whole atmosphere of the people we encountered. We encountered one lady, her knee was hurting, and we prayed for her. It was real simple, just laid our hands on her, prayed for her. I don't know. You know, she kind of looked at us like we were crazy. I don't know if the Lord healed her or not, but I know a seed was planted. I believe the Lord did heal her. But it's just little things like that that I'm going, Lord, I don't want to just hear the word. I've heard the word for a long time. I want to hear the word, but I don't want to take it in this pew and then leave and then come back next week and hear it again. I want to encounter you in such a way that this truth in your words literally changes who I am and how I think. And in that I'm so walking in union with you, when I blow it, it's just about changing my perspective. And we're back in union. We're back on path. Not that you ever fall out of union. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes we lose perspective, right? We fall, but the Lord's just quickening, and I'm praying, Lord, quicken my heart, because the times that I let my eyes get off of the truth are the times we don't have any fun, you know? But the times I'm going, no, rejoice in everything. In everything, give thanks, you know? There's no place for an attitude. There's no place for frustration when things come up my way that I'm not expecting. Man, the Lord's got a plan. So it's a matter of just going, all right, Lord, I'm thanking you for the plan. I'm going to walk it out. And I already know you've laid it out before me, and I'm just walking it out, you know? I hope that makes sense. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in this church, Lord. Lord, just let these words go deep into our heart. In your name we pray. Amen.